This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. V.S. Naipaul has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. In its statement this morning, the Swedish Academy hailed the novelist and travel writer as an heir to Joseph Conrad. NPR's Rick Carr is in New York. Rick, what's the V.S. stand for?
The V.S. stands for Vidyahar Suraj Prasad.
It's easier for you to say.
Took a lot of practice.
Where and when was he born? When did he start writing?
He was born in 1932. He's descended from Hindu Indian immigrants to Trinidad, which is where he was born and grew up. His father was a journalist and writer. He moved to the UK in 1950 on a scholarship, studied at Oxford, worked as a producer for the BBC and radio for 2 years. Then he started his literary career. His first novel was The Mystic Masseur. He wrote that a year after leaving the BBC. And his first four books, he was already winning praise from critics and winning major literary awards for young authors in the UK.
But his work evolved over the years.
Yeah, it did. His first few books were actually funny. They were sort of humorous character sketches of life in Trinidad. They were very specific to Trinidad. They were about everyday life, and they were humorous. But as time went by, he stopped being so funny. Critics cite his 1961 novel, A House for Mr. Biswas, which many still consider to be his masterpiece. It's still set in the Caribbean, but it's emotionally deeper. The story's more universal. It's a search for identity and security, and it transcended the specifics of his first few books. Naipaul told NPR at one point in an interview that he felt it was important to transcend the personal, and I think we have some tape of that.
It's important to avoid the wallow, because the point about the wallow, it repels the reader. The reader feels, this is so personal, it has nothing to do with me. And the point about processing experience is trying to find the points of universality. You have to step back from the experience and see what there is in it for other people.
So he probably got the question Woody Allen gets, why did you stop being funny?
Right, everybody likes his early funny ones. He, he is very concerned with the idea of this very British idea of empire, and of course, you know, his own biography has a lot to do with this. The fact that, you know, his parents are Hindus, part of the Hindu diaspora from India, moved to another British colony, Trinidad. He himself ends up in Britain, ultimately.
What are some of his more important later works?
Well, he won Britain's Booker Prize for his novel In a Free State in 1971. Many people still cite his 1979 novel, A Bend in the River, as one of his greatest. It's a pessimistic novel about Africa. And the Swedish Academy was in particular praised his novel from 1987, The Enigma of Arrival, and that's a semi-autobiographical novel. And ultimately in 1990, he was knighted by the British Empire, so now he is Sir V.S. Naipaul.
NPR's Rick Carr in New York.